Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
I'm merely remarking upon the paradox of asking a masked man who he is.
Aye.
But on this most auspicious of nights, permit me then, in lieu of the more commonplace sobriquet, to suggest the character of this dramatis persona. Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the box populi now vacant and vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta held as a votive, not in vain. For the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious swaz of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
It's Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Revolution Radio, and time for Voices on the Wind, with your host, Ivy West.
But the crowd become one thing. Monsters. Monsters from the id.
Oh, yeah. We got monsters from the id, all right. And so we're just letting you folks know that... We definitely have some monsters out there. And we have to pay attention because they're after us. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target. So don't let your tails be targets, everybody. Stay vigilant here. Pay attention. Make sure that you have all your ducks in a row. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean by getting things prepared. Preparedness is the, you know, things that aren't going to be around anymore. Don't take everything for granted right now, thinking everything is okay, because everything is not okay. And unfortunately, they're going to make sure that things are not okay for everybody. I mean, the crazy stuff that they want to do these days doesn't surprise me, but it actually just makes me think that, you know, we have a lot before us to do. We can't just sit back and relax and think that everything is going to be okay, because it's not. And so preparing being prepared, food, water, toiletries, sundries, you know, all the little things that you think that, oh, you know, you were able to get before with not a problem. Well, now there's a problem. And they're just, you know, the most ridiculous things. I'm so trying to be upbeat about things. I am, because I think things are going to get a little better. I do. I said it. I believe it. Hopefully everybody's able to get in and not having to do the revolution.radio. But just in case, I put it in the text to everybody. And, you know, there was a whole lot of stuff that got stirred up yesterday, last week, when I talked about the eggs, egg yolks and egg whites being good for you. And it knocks out the spike protein. So I put that into the room, into the chat room. And I'm going to put it in there again, because so many people requested the information be sent to them. So I did send them to them. Yes, why do you think the eggs are disappearing? Why do you think all of this stuff, they want to take it away from you? Well, the reason they want to take it away from you is because obviously it must be doing something good for you. And of course, they make up some kind of BS stuff that, oh, okay, here it is. I'm going to grab this. Copy. Oh, heck, I'm going to have to send it to myself. Hang on a minute here. As I'm pulling it from my phone. Okay. So you guys can go into the chat room. It's up on freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, on Revolution Radio, and take a look into the chat room. Now, if you can't get up to freedomslips.com for some reason, there's revolution.radio. So you can get in up that way. Now, let me go all the way back up here again. There we go. Now, I'm going to post this whole thing into the chat room, where you folks can read where egg whites and egg yolks knock out the spike protein. Okay, there we go. That's in there for y'all. So good to see everybody in freedomslips.org, freedomslips.net. There's several ways to get up into Freedom Slips. And so I put that into the chat room for you folks. I think it's pretty amazing. And of course, they've killed all the chickens and they've killed the eggs, and don't eat eggs. I mean, look, these are staples that have been with us for years. Now, all of a sudden, you're not supposed to eat, eggs and stuff. And the other thing is, folks, you better watch going to prison, because being in prison isn't a dream anymore. U.S. inmates could soon be trading their organs for freedom. Yep, that's what they want to do. I said, these folks are monsters. Give up some of your organs, maybe we'll let you out. It's just the craziest thing you ever heard. Can't trust your doctors? It's been proven they'll kill their patients for money. Can't trust your government? Well, if they murder and steal from others, they'll murder and steal from you. Can't trust your local cops? They'll send a SWAT team of psychos who will gun down the person who called them. Can't trust your preacher, your politician, or your professor? They'll slander those who are really trying to help you, because selling their mind control program is more important to them than saving your soul. And that's what it's all about here, saving our souls, folks. I think it's the most important thing. And it hurts my soul to even think about this. But these are mindless idiots out there trying to steal our lives and our souls and everything. And it's sad to say, but totally true. And you can't even trust yourself because you've been totally misled by newscasters programmed to say what those who are stealing from you want them to say. And the picture of reality they give you is totally false. And you follow along blindly, destroying the world in the process. And perhaps you should consider a few simple rules. No genuine human being, if there actually are any, could ever trust Israel. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. And if you can't trust anyone who shoots children in the head for sport, you can't trust anyone who secretly starts wars and then blames them on someone else, talking about the American government and all the other governments on this planet. And you can't trust anyone who thinks other people not like them are animals, so it's okay to rob and rape and murder them because they are cattle or cockroaches fit only to be the slaves of their chosen superiors. And yet the whole world is run by this horrific hoax, and you've been duped into supporting this nightmare that now has you trapped in your home, afraid to trust anyone. And just like the war in Ukraine that is actually killing the people it's supposed to protect, you follow along because you can no longer think for yourself. And just like the jab you've been taking that's supposed to protect you from a disease that doesn't exist but kills you instead because you can no longer think for yourself. And just like the government you support that tells you it has to take away all your money, your thoughts, your freedom because it's necessary to protect you from yourself. Getting the drift here, folks? So the question is, who can you trust when you no longer can trust yourself? Plus, you have no chance of solving this problem. Perhaps your very last problem when you can no longer think for yourself. So, wow. Well, people think global warming, climate change. Well, the wind chill was 104 degrees on top of Mount Washington, New Hampshire. Wind speed was in excess of 125 miles an hour. You think it's warming up? I don't think so. And New Hampshire's Mount Washington, the Northeast's highest peak, measured record-breaking wind chills of 104 degrees and wind speeds over 100 miles an hour. So we've got dangerous wind chills. They're likely in an area stretching from northern Pennsylvania to Maine, starting early on Friday, yesterday, and through tonight. And the Northeast was dealing with the cold blast. Texas and parts of the South were dealing with the aftermath of winter storm that brought days of freezing rain. I don't want to live in some place where it's cold, because then you got to deal with this crap. And I'll tell you what, I'm definitely not into shoveling snow anymore. I'm just too old for that. Don't know if you watched the Emmys, but oh my God, Sam Smith, and Kim Petras, Satan cages, whips, unholy Grammys. So, folks, we need to be smart here. We need to not be stupid. The U.S. economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs last month. That's right. I can't take it anymore. Fake numbers that are released by the government get turned into fake news by the corporate media, and many Americans don't even realize they're being conned. Major news outlets all over the country are breathlessly trumpeting the blockbuster jobs report. BS. We couldn't even get a seat at a table in a restaurant we wanted because they didn't have enough staff. And if it's a sign from heaven that good economic times are ahead, we're being told that the U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs last month. But that isn't true. And sadly, the truth is that the U.S. economy actually lost 2.5 million jobs in January. Yes, you heard that correctly. So how in the world does a loss of 2.5 million jobs become a gain of 517,000 jobs? Every month, government bureaucrats, I call them bureaucrats, craps, apply adjustments to the numbers that they believe are appropriate. And at this point, their adjustments have become so absurd that they have turned the monthly employment report into a total farce. There's been a tremendous wave of layoffs over the last several months, folks. We're talking Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Lyft, Twitter, Walmart, McDonald's, FedEx, and countless other large corporations have decided to conduct mass layoffs. Yep. If you work for one of those guys, you better pay attention. You might get laid off. But now the government expects us to believe that the U.S. economy is actually adding jobs at a very brisk pace. That doesn't make sense at all. And unfortunately, the corporate media is totally buying it. For example, CNBC just posted an article that described the jobs report as stunningly strong. The employment picture started off in 2023 on a stunningly strong note, with non-farm payrolls posting their biggest gain since July 2022, they said. Non-farm payrolls increased by 517 for January, above the Dow Jones estimate of 187,000, and December's gain of 260,000, according to a Labor Department report Friday. Well, any concern that the economy is in recession or close to a recession should be completely dashed by these numbers, Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi told CNN's Matt Egan on Friday. Yeah, BS. You know, I don't know. With 517,000 new jobs added in January 2023 and the unemployment rate at 3.4, this is a blockbuster report demonstrating the labor market is more like a bullet train. Becky Frankenwitz, president of the chief commercial officer of Manpower Group, said Friday, after all the layoffs that we have witnessed in recent months, does she really believe that? But not to be outdone, Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi boldly declared that any concerns about coming recessions should be completely dashed by these numbers. OMG, these are the foxes guarding the hen house. Come on, man, you're smarter than that. The U.S. economy did not add 517 jobs last month. That's the adjusted number. The unadjusted number actually shows that the U.S. economy lost 2.5 million jobs last month. And Bloomberg's the one that reported that. It said on an unadjusted basis, payrolls actually fell 2.5 million last month. That's actually what was measured. But if you brazenly add more than 3 million jobs to the report that simply do not exist, it makes it look like the U.S. economy is doing just great. And Joe Biden was quite eager to take credit for the spectacular jobs report, and he also told reporters that he takes no responsibility for the raging inflation crisis that we're currently experiencing. Seriously, you son of a, you know what, B? You created it. You stopped the pipeline. You did all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know what, folks? I'm sorry. Biden is totally the blame for this. But we're the blame because we allowed it to happen. We allowed it to keep continuing on. And Biden replies with an emphatic no when asked if he took any accountability for the price rises under his presidency. It was already there when I got there, man. You know what? He's such a liar. You know, everything was low. Gas was low. Wages were up for people. Jobs were up for people. Grocery food was low. And so for the next month, the Biden administration is going to endlessly boast that 517 jobs were added to the economy in January. And most Americans will never even know that it's a number that is entirely fictional. And the hard, cold reality of the matter is that economic activity is slowing down all around us. And many people are starting to become quite desperate. Yes, they are. There's a video out in Austin that shows desperate people climbing into supermarket dumpsters to retrieve food that may have been discarded due to a widespread power outage. They threw the food out. The people went into the dumpsters and got them out. And people were having a free-for-all from the dumpsters. Yeah, it looked like a dystopian hellscape. Well, that's just a taste of what's coming. Well, I really wish the government would only release the raw, unadjusted employment numbers to the corporate media, because there's way too much guesswork that goes into the adjustments that the government bureau rats are coming up with. But that's never going to happen. Every month they're going to continue to tell us that things are better than they really are, and at least that will give me something to talk about, right? And if anybody tries to solve the 517,000 jobs number in your face, please you know, tell them about this. You know, the raw numbers show 2.5 million jobs were actually lost last month. And that's absolutely horrible. Many more layoffs are coming, folks. The housing market is going to continue to crash, and global food shortages are going to continue to intensify. So don't let anybody fool you. So we are really plugging into a very serious economic downturn, and the months ahead are not going to be pleasant. Well, these are the things that you need to pay attention about. These are the things I will continue to talk about. Don't know. I don't think this is a video. I'm not sure, but fights are criminally exposed. Thailand's royal princess in a coma after COVID Pfizer vaccine booster. On December 15th, about 3 weeks after her third Pfizer booster shot, princess, and I can't even pronounce this name, so I'm not going to even try, collapsed with a heart issue and went into a coma. There's three names here I'm not even going to try and pronounce. The 44-year-old eldest daughter of the king in Thailand and likely heir to the throne had reported to be in excellent health prior to the vaccination and collapsed while training her dogs. And the media seemed to generally lose interest after January 9th update, in which it was reported the princess remained in a coma and, according to the palace, has now been diagnosed with severe heart arrhythmia resulting from inflammation following a mycoplasma infection. One authority recently suggested that Thailand was preparing to declare its contracts for Pfizer null and void. So they did cancel them. One daughter of the present king, Rama X, collapsed and is in a coma. Within 23 days after the third shot, 44 years old, had never been seriously ill, collapsed and is now in a coma, another one. So we're determined, the king here says that's it. I don't blame them. So a decision by Thailand to repeal its contractual relationship with Pfizer is to be carefully thought out. They already know about this. They're not warning people. So I'm going to warn you. You take the shot, you take the booster, it will affect your health down the road eventually, if not immediately, okay? So that's things need to be said. And Canada is getting crazy. Canada is getting crazier and crazier and crazier because Canadian patients need a year to see a psychiatrist, but just 2 weeks for euthanasia. If you want to die, no problem. So the Telegraph, they published a letter to the editor in which a reader from Canada outlines that a family member had to wait a year for a psychiatric appointment, but that's possible to make an appointment for euthanasia in 2 weeks. And basically what it does is it draws attention to the ease in which one could end their own life through assisted suicide compared to the difficulty of receiving genuine medical care. And its author, Susan Postill from Toronto, Canada, said, "Here in Canada, a member of my family was recently told there would be a one-year wait to see a psychiatrist despite a serious psychiatric history. And during the same time and frame, a woman I know was able to make a euthanasia appointment within 2 weeks." So that's some crazy stuff. It's naive to imagine that introducing assisted suicide or euthanasia would not be associated with being the pressure applied to the people saving the NHS or even their impoverished relatives. I don't know. I don't know what this planet is coming to, but they want to kill you. And they'll even help you doing it. So the cost of saving, A veteran was asked for a stairlift. He was offered euthanasia instead. You believe this stuff? Another lady, 52, received a letter saying that if you're so desperate, madam, we can offer you MAID, medical assisted in dying. This is crazy. So you better watch out. Your doctors are not your friends. I don't care if you think they are. They're not. So why are they killing us? 96% food processing and distribution facilities destroyed since Biden took office. and people who received all five shots recommended by their government increased the likelihood of their dying within the year by 35%. Why are our governments killing us, and how is Hunter Biden involved? You know, these guys are involved up to their yin-yang in all of this stuff. All of it. Because it's a profit. And we're talking about profit. Well, we're talking about the other profit. We're talking about P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, but they want a P-R-O-F-I-T. That's why they're trying to kill us. And it turns out that Charles McGonigal, the disgraced former New York FBI counterintelligence chief, arrested and charged last week for taking bribes from Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, was in charge of the office that was monitoring Hunter Biden's business dealings with CCP spy and CEFC China Energy vice chairman Patrick Ho. They're all involved. They're up to their eyeballs in this stuff, you know? They really are. Hunter recorded himself describing Ho as China's spy chief during a phone call that he had archived on his infamous laptop from hell. Well, so he's recorded this stuff. Talk about prima facie evidence. And Hope paid Hunter roughly $1 million to represent him as his lawyer while he was under surveillance by McGonigal's FBI counterintelligence division office in New York. And as fate would have it, both Patrick Ho and Charles McGonigal would eventually be arrested by the FBI at JFK Airport. Ho in 2017 and McGonigal a couple of weeks ago. And when Patrick Ho was arrested in November of 2017, he called Joe Biden's little brother, Jimmy, who later told the New York Times that he believed that the call had been meant for Hunter, who was his lawyer at the time. So you've got a Marco Polo research group and a Biden laptop archivist called this admission by Jimmy Biden insane because it's clearly illegal, and in that they're violating the FAR, that's the Foreign Agents Act registration. A Foreign Agent Act of 1938, Section 6, Article 1938 says that a foreign agent must register with the Secretary of State. All these alphabet soup games, the FBI, CIA, DEA, any of those numbers all have to register with the Secretary of State because they are foreign agents, and on their paycheck, it's written by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. I must have done some work, obviously, since I know this. Yep. I filed a criminal complaint to the Attorney General in 1984, being raided by the IRS, Secret Service, Treasury, and all that. And I put a letter in, criminal complaint, that these were agents of a foreign country and they are not registered with the Secretary of State. I got an apology from them. A letter of apology from the IRS. I still have it. And said, but that doesn't, we're not, you are no longer a person of interest. But that doesn't mean that we can't reinvestigate you. These guys are too much. Well, in just three revelations alone, the Biden family committed dozens of FARA violations, with the punishment for each being up to 5 years in prison. And this is on top of the influence peddling, the bribery, the money laundering, and the treason. Oh, my God, it just goes on and on. And the CEFC was one of the main exponents of Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative. And what that is that seeks to indebt third world countries with infrastructure projects that fall apart before they even go online. And the new defunct CEFC, which was once a Fortune 500 company, collapsed under the weight of its own corruption, and it was taken over by the government of Shanghai in March of 2018. And speaking about the laptop from hell, which 51 of the American top former intelligence officials told the world we were Russian disinformation, Hunter had remained silent over the past 2 years while its contents were shared widely across the internet. However, on Wednesday night, Hunter's attorney did an abrupt U-turn and now cast him as the victim, calling out the Assistant Attorney General for National Security and Delaware's Attorney General to go after the computer repairman. Unbelievable how these people just turned this shit right around, right? John Paul McIsaac, along with Rudy Giuliani, his attorney, Robert Costello, Steve Bannon, Garrett Ziegler, who we just saw, Jack Maxey, and Yakov Applebaum. And these are just a handful of people who have access to the contents of the laptop from hell and who sorted through and dismantled some of the information. And there are many, many others who did the same. I saw the laptop. I saw the videos. I saw the pictures. They were disgusting when they first came out. You could get them. I don't know if you can get them now anymore. You have to go on a Chinese website to get them. But you can't deny it. It's Hunter there with all his glory. Like Miranda Devine at the New York Post, who also wrote an entire book, Laptop from Hell, and others who are not named in Hunter's lawyer's letter. So after lying to the American people for 2 years, the Bidens finally came out and recognized that Hunter's laptop was indeed Hunter's laptop. They knew that. Kind of. Because on Thursday, Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, told Fox White House correspondent Jackie Henrich that those letters that had just been sent out were not an acknowledgement that the laptop is in fact Hunter's. In a statement to the New York Post, she said that her letters, quote, do not confirm McIsaac's or other versions of the so-called laptop. They address their conduct of seeking, manipulating, and dismantling what they allege to be Mr. Biden's personal data, wherever they claim to have gotten it. These people are spin masters. They just spin the lies over and over. And then the deep state trotted out disgraced former deputy director Andrew McCabe on CNN to say that the computer repairman could face charges over Hunter Biden's laptop. Really? Legal experts say the case has little chance of going forward, being that McIsaac had handed over the laptop in 2019. Hello? One wonders why the FBI refused to pick up the hard drive of McIsaac for several months and allowed him to keep it when they knew it was Hunter's and they knew there was national security intel on it. Why did they allow the laptop and hard drives to be passed around and backed up and copied all over the world for the past 2 years? Well, the clown car rolls on, folks, because this is a circus. And RT reports that Russia Defense Ministry on Monday laid out more evidence that U.S.-funded laboratories were working in the Ukraine. Absolutely. This whole thing is to cover up the illegal biological weapons laboratories. And at least one of them was financed, you're going to love this, by Hunter Biden. And the documents and materials recovered by Russian troops showed that Western pharmaceutical companies operating in territory under Kyiv's control conducted HIV/AIDS research on Ukraine military personnel. Y'all should be sick over this. I wouldn't trust them with anything, and I wouldn't take any of their drugs either. And the commander of Russia's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Defense Forces, Lieutenant General Igor Krylov, geez, at least it's a name I can pronounce, presented Ukrainian language documents referring to HIV infection studies that began in 2019. These folks are trying to give you gain-of-function diseases. And the list of targeted groups shows service members alongside prisoners, drug addicts, and other patients at high risk of infection. And according to Kirillov, the Russian military has recovered more than 20,000 documents and other materials related to the biological programs in Ukraine. They should just release them. Release them on the planet and let everybody look at them. And while interviewing eyewitnesses and participants, and the evidence confirms the focus of the Pentagon on creating biological weapon components and testing them on the population of Ukraine and other states along Russia's borders. Yep, and then they're going to blame it on Russia. And based on the documents originating with the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the Russian military identified 8 more individuals involved in the U.S.-funded research in Ukraine. Among the names, Kirillov singled out was Karen Sailors of Labyrinth Global Health, previously of Metabiota, a company that was financed by Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca. And Karen Sailors is also a member of USAID, and she conducted bat coronavirus research with Metabiota's Nathan Wolf as recently as 2022. You know, the bat thing is a cover story. They're not pulling things out of bats and all that. They look like they are. It's a cover story, but it's much deeper and very heavy, more than that. They're taking it from everything. And Sailors and Echo Health Alliance CEO Peter Daszak were co-authors of predicting the potential for zoonotic transmission and host association for novel viruses, along with Jingli Shi of the Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2022. Kirillov said that the latest trove of documents belonging to the company Farm Biotest was unearthed in Luhansk early in January. I can't read these names. I'm sorry. So quoting him, he says, clinical samples and patient records with their personal data were buried and not cremated or destroyed in proper fashion. This suggests that the destruction of this evidence was carried out in extreme haste. Well, this ties in with a decree sent out by the Ukraine President Zelensky a year ago for government officials to destroy all information on the Ukrainian facilities that worked with Metabiota scientists and who were funded by Hunter Biden. You know, it's pretty bad all the way down around here, you know. So basically, Zelensky tried to destroy all the files on Ukrainian Defense Service members, employees, and staff of the state, and any involvement with Hunter Biden's biolab. Well, just as the third largest egg farm in the U.S. burnt down during an egg shortage that has caused the price of a dozen eggs to escalate to almost $10 in some regions, we're learning that a popular chicken feed manufactured by Purina may be causing chickens to lay less eggs all over the country or no eggs. Now it's emerged in multiple recent studies published by the NIH that chicken egg yolk antibodies called IgY act as a neutralizing agent against the SARS-CoV-2. I posted that into the chat room for you folks, okay? And they have an inhibitory effect on the binding of the coronavirus spike protein mutants to human ACE2 receptors, and that egg yolk antibodies might be a feasible tool for the prevention and control of COVID-19. And here they have you taking your eggs and having egg yolk omelet, egg white omelets and all that. I've never done that in my life. I want an egg. I want it with the yolk. I want it with the rest of the egg. The egg is a whole food, by the way. And there's lecithin in the egg to fight the cholesterol. And that doesn't mean it's good or bad cholesterol. There is no good or bad cholesterol. They just give you that so that you have something to fight over. It's just crazy. But why do you think that they had made eggs and divided up an egg knowing it's a whole food, it's really good for you, and get you to eat egg whites? Because the yolk might be bad for you. Unbelievable. Now, Andrew Huff, he's the former vice president of Echo Health Alliance, the company contracted by Anthony Fauci, Dr. Death, to do a gain-of-function research on SARS virus, and who has since become a whistleblower. Good for him. He has some ideas on who may be behind the attacks on our food supply. Prior to taking the job at Wuhan, Mr. Duff was a food security specialist, and he had government data from the DHS Food and Agriculture Sector Critically Assessment Tool, that's FASCAT, FASCAT, which can simulate an attack on the food supply. And Dr. Huff made an analysis of these, which facilities were the most vulnerable. And subsequent to his whistleblowing, his hard drives with the data on this topic were raided by the FBI, and since then there have been about 200 food factory attacks around the world, most of them in the U.S., but Huff had another backup, and he analyzed the attacks, and it turned out that the attacks exactly matched the most critical systems in his data set. And he reported this to the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, but never received a response, of course. And he told Emerald Robinson that he suspects that a government-funded actor or globalist group like the World Economic Forum is behind the attack. You think? Huh? You think? I don't think. Everybody's talking about the Chinese spy balloon, with even General Mike Flynn tweeting, nothing to see here, only a giant bus-sized pool toy floating over the United States big enough to carry out an MEMP device. All limbs can go back to what you're doing. You should ask DOD if they actually using that space program of yours. Appears not. Well, you know they refused to shoot down, and now this little tiny balloon that came out, they shot that one down because it was at 40,000 feet and it was interfering or could interfere with air traffic, so they said. Well, the DOD baffingly refuses to shoot it down, saying they're worried about causing casualties on the ground. We're talking about a fabric balloon floating over what is the least populated area in the country, one person per mile. Well, former CIA contractor Tor Morris has some interesting observations about this, reminding us that the balloon is hovering near Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota, which is where U.S. nuclear missiles are located, and that coincidentally, China has purchased a ton of real estate in the area. They're estimating that China owns up to 50% of the real estate in Fargo, North Dakota. How do we let them buy that up? I don't know. Which they bought through venture firms. And then she has these chilling words to say. Oh boy. Josh Sterling is the top-ranked insurance analyst who's been collaborating in the background with securities analyst Ed Dowd to collect the excess mortality data from all over the world in the wake of the globalist vaccine mandates. What he found were very consistent numbers throughout Western countries of a 7% increase in mortality in the first year, directly correlated to receiving either the Pfizer and the Moderna injections, plus an additional 7% increase in mortality for each successive shot received, saying that if you received all five shots, then your likelihood of dying within the year increased by 35%. That's terrible. That's terrible. In other news, just after Project Veritas hidden cameras revealed that Pfizer is involved in mutating viruses for the purpose of creating new so-called vaccines, we now find out that a drug designed by Merck, a pill called Lagevrio, that's meant to treat COVID, is causing the virus to mutate in patients. Of course, they're coming up with stuff like that. Some researchers worry the drug may create more contagious or health-threatening variants of the disease. The drug was recently cleared in China. Of course. So the question becomes, why? Why are our governments trying to kill us? Corporations, because they can print the money to stall the bankruptcy instead of being forced to restructure by bankruptcy court. However, that method is not limitless either. At some point, the printing and stealing can no longer continue. Well, yeah, you think? And Catherine Austin Fitz believes that the pandemic was pre-planned specifically for this eventually, and it was kicked off to both cover up this temporarily and enable it to shut it down the economy while unleashing a tsunami of printed money to further grab centralized power, cheapen assets, destabilize, and remove the power from any possible opposition. And here's what she says. Every person, I'm quoting her, every person regardless of age is a claim on assets in the form of usage of the dollar supply or whatever success succeeds the dollar. Incidentally, that's why the push for life expectancy curtailing vaccination is so massive in the West and seems much less so in Africa. They're not worth that much per head in the dollar terms. And the current war on the people is part of the restructuring that the globalist owners of the central banks, are attempting, going direct reset and attempting CBDCs. That's your digital currency. This is also the fight over whose fake digital token is going to be the global reserve. And so we have the U.S. fighting the Eurozone, the Russia and China in various stages of economic bioterrorism warfare, progressing to kinetic war, that's boots on the ground fighting, while Russia and China and the Euros are also frantically restructuring their balance sheets by murdering and terrorizing their own citizenry. In order to succeed, the owners need to install a global system of totalitarian control through various technological surveillance means, reduce the population, and utterly impoverish and terrorize the survivors. And I personally believe they will not succeed because they do not have the tech they claim and will not be able to bridge it in time before the situation totally unravels. And the more we're aware and educated about what exactly is going on the better our chances of surviving this mess. You know, acknowledging the reality is the only way forward despite the horror of what has transpired. I feel optimistic about the future in part because I met people like, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz on a literal trip to hell. She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. She has the numbers. She has the evidence. And I'm telling you what's going on here. And it ain't a pretty scene. And it's not a good thing. So the corruption on the food supply, organic meat, the vaccines, the culling of the herds. It's just not good. And I think the U.S. is waging war against Russia to cover up illegal bioweapons operations in the Ukraine. You think? And it's now apparent that the Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, seeks unlimited funds for war and looks to protect the corrupt empire of oligarchs installed by the Bidens and the Clintons over the past 17 years. 17 years. And these corrupt, establishment politicians will do anything they can to protect their assets, their biolabs, and conceal their military operations in the Ukraine with no regard to the lives they destroy in the process. And years ago, the U.S. and the Ukraine signed a pact, clearing the way for the Ukrainian government to receive U.S. taxpayer funds to improve security at these facilities and retain dangerous work on the pathogens of the pandemic potential. They were involved in this, and this pact was advertised to the public as a way to prevent the spread of biological weapons by creating them. But it was actually all about building bioweapons and unleashing them upon the planet. Yeah, I get pretty upset about all this. You don't hear Paro screaming, but he is. He's in the back there. Well, huge World War III escalates as corrupt U.S. officials seek to protect their criminal operations and bioweapons research in the Ukraine. Yep, and the U.S. government continues to escalate this world war with Russia while contributing to the humanitarian crisis in the Ukraine. The Biden regime has sent over $100 billion to the Ukraine. That's a lot of money, including a variety of munitions and weapons with plans to send tanks, jets, and other weapons with no result. And the U.S. is going out of their way to protect Ukraine. It's clearly not seeking a peace treaty with any other measure of resolve. Hey, Paul, I'm doing my radio show.
Okay, the website first is not working, just so you know.
Revolution.radio.
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks. So I guess those you can't hear me that can't get in, yep, they're having trouble still. Having trouble still getting into the website. I don't know what's going on. But they don't want you having this information. They don't want you to know the truth. With knowing the truth, or Bubba was having wild. Okay, I'm in the chat room here. You go to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, freedomslips.org, freedomslips.net to get in the chat room and the website. Okay, Paul got it. Yay, Paul! So before Bubba says, maybe Dr. Peter Daszak, president of Echo Health Alliance, was having some wild bat cave parties with his Wuhan bat friend, the bat lady of Wuhan, Xi Zhenjili. Did they ever even invite the cave owners, Batman and Robin? One smart PhD balloon must have been from a college graduation. I love it. I love it. I love the stuff you guys post in the chat room. You can go up to freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, and post stuff into the chat room. So that's pretty good. Injections by Latapova reveals injections by the DOD. I wouldn't doubt any of this. We've got a lot of good postings there in the chat room, guys. Go up to freedomslips.org, freedomslips.org, or revolution.radio to get in. We are having problems, unfortunately. And me, I'm talking here. We got about 7 minutes to go before we go up to a hard break here. So I'll try to get to all of this as much as I can. You know, and the U.S. is going out of their way to protect the Ukraine, and it's clearly not seeking a peace treaty or any other measure of resolve. and any negotiations have been arrogant and escalatory. And at times, the Biden regime has even threatened nuclear war with Russia. You got to be kidding me. While treacherously guiding NATO into world war with Russia and China. Yes, you know they're doing that, folks. You know they're doing that. And the U.S. is spending hundreds of billions in the Ukraine with no exit plan. And it's now apparent that the Ukraine president, Vladimir Zelensky, seeks unlimited funds for war. What did he do with $8 million? He bought his parents a house, some cars, hot tubs, and a bunch of other stuff with that money. You don't think that, and there's no oversight on the money to where it's going, how it's being sent, and they're just blindly sending it to them. And I think they probably have another cryptocurrency company. So if FTX goes down, somebody else, they can do this. And these corrupt establishment politicians who will do anything they can to protect their assets, that's their biolabs, and conceal their military operations in Ukraine with no regard to the lives they destroy in the process. So in 2005, former Senator Barack Obama and Richard Lugar traveled to the Ukraine and visited former Soviet biological and chemical weapons facilities. There's pictures. It shows them walking around in the labs without the bioweapons lab coats on, but the technicians all had them on. And the labs were part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapons factories. And these facilities were decommissioned after the Soviet Union was dissolved. But in the 21st century, the United States was allowed to go into Ukraine, reestablish this network of biolabs. And in fact, the U.S. and Ukraine signed a pact, clearing the way for the Ukrainian government to receive U.S. taxpayer funds to improve security at these facilities. Well, I guess that didn't work, did it? And retain dangerous work on the pathogens of pandemic potential. That's a Pandora's box. And this pact was advertised to the public as a way to prevent the spread of biological weapons, ironically, when the labs were in the hands of the Russian scientists, were they deemed dangerous bioweapons facilities? Yes, they were. And under the Nunn-Lugar Cooperation Threat Reduction Act of 2005, the U.S. seized Soviet labs and took possession of the dangerous bioweapons research under the pretense of destroying stockpiles of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in the Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. justifies its gain-of-function and directed evolution research on viruses around the world and lies about their government's involvement in bioweapons research. Yeah. I don't know why I do this every week. It makes me crazy, as you must know. The Biden regime is willing to escalate war with Russia to protect criminal operations in Ukraine. That's the bottom line. And in February of 2014, under the supervision of the Obama administration, the lawless land of Ukraine broke out in civil war, and the CIA and the U.S. State Department under Hillary Clinton took full control over the Ukraine government and assisted in a regime change. Yep, that's when they added in Vladimir Zelensky. They put him in. And Victoria Nuland, the Undersecretary of State of Political Affairs, testified at a U.S. Senate hearing that the Ukraine biolabs do exist, and she is worried that the contents of the lab will fall into the hands of the Russians. Yeah, I don't think so. Not when the U.S. has got their hands in it. And Nuland was the mastermind who engineered the color revolution in Ukraine during the regime change that took place under Obama Clinton. Then Vice President Joe Biden took advantage of the regime change and traveled to the country over 13 times. The big guy sent U.S. taxpayer funds over to the Ukraine to embolden Ukrainian oligarchs. And anyone who spoke out about the Biden kickback money laundering scheme in Ukraine was immediately fired. That's right. And the FBI and the DHS command big tech to censor all investigative reporting on the biolabs in the Ukraine and the U.S. involvement in gain-of-function virology research and the truth about vaccines, because the intelligence community is clearly controlled by the same people who are profiteering off of bioweapons development and human suffering, whether through predatory vaccine and diagnostic programs or through direct exploitation of populations with enhanced pathogens and the censorship of medical treatments or global medical police state. You better start eating your eggs. That's all I can say. And now the corrupt criminal forces behind the Ukrainian biolabs, they grow violently defensive when investigation is near. And the darkest elements of the intelligence community and the DNC were quick to impeach President Donald Trump over a phone call to Ukrainian President Zelensky back in 2019 because Trump was getting too close to their criminal operations. And in the call, Trump asked Zelensky to look into a matter of corruption between Joe Biden and his son in Ukraine. Little did he know that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were in bed with Zelensky, big time, you know, and which included Joe Biden publicly bragging about his prosecution that he stopped against his son. Well, Zelensky failed to take any meaningful action against the Bidens. In fact, Zelensky eventually ordered the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense to destroy all state documents affiliated with U.S. biolab companies, Metabiota and Batelli, right before the Russians marched in on their special military mission in Ukraine. Apparently, Vladimir Putin was also getting too close to the criminal operations. All right, folks, we're going to go to a break up here in a minute. It's a hard break, maybe a five-minute break, but I will be back. Stay tuned because I have a whole lot more reporting to do and information to give you. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, and what you don't know can hurt you. So we're trying to give you the information here so you can make some good decisions. All right, we'll be right back.
That keep bringing in these law laws.
People
well,
ask me.
The law is just
who? Why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Commission 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right, I'm back. Oh. I am back. Sorry about that, folks. Mechanical difficulties. Sometimes when you gotta go. All right, checking into the chat room. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, and what you don't know can hurt you. And unfortunately, we have a lot of problems. Yeah, no, I'm not muted, folks. I had a little mechanical emergency, so had to take care of that. You should be able to hear you now. Yeah, I'm here. All right, so where wasn't I? I was involved in a few things here. Try and explain some things here that are going on. And that is exactly what's happening here. We have a lot of problems, and these guys are just going to keep it up. They're not going to give up on this stuff. They're not going to give up on us. They're going to try and kill everybody as quickly as possible. And, you know, so I was saying before the break that Metabiota is part of the Pentagon's DRTA program, and it's funded by Rosemont Seneca, that's Hunter Biden. And this secretive company produces biological agents under diplomatic cover at biolabs in the Ukraine. And the company also sells pandemic insurance and trackers to help countries get ahead of, you know, what they are releasing to the population. And the World Health Organization also advised the Ukraine to destroy all the pathogens in the biolabs, the same biolabs that the corporate media pretended did not exist. Again, It was the WHO that created the global medical police state. Obviously, this globalist organization only seeks to protect the biolabs that give them power to terrorize and control the world. And in 2022, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations brought forth evidence at a UN Security Council alleging the U.S. operation has at least 30 different biolabs in the Ukraine. 30 different biolabs? Holy crikey. That's all I can say. That's a lot. 30 different biolabs, which they contain the enhancements on highly infectious bacteria strains, the coronavirus, the plague, and anthrax. Oh, that's great. And the labs also use bat and fleas as vectors of disease spread. And the U.S. Embassy in the Ukraine moved quickly to scrub evidence of these biolabs from their site. Don't forget that they're using mosquitoes, too. And the corporate media in the U.S. will not divulge any of these details because it is funded by the pharmaceutical companies that profit from the predatory bioweapons and the vaccine development. And the corporate media has gone all in for the Ukraine because the very existence of the pharmaceutical industry depends on the development of the bioweapons, the diagnostics, the so-called vaccines, and the corrupt establishment politicians and their pharma overlords are only trying to protect their assets in the Ukraine. They don't care about the Ukrainian people. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And Big Pharma, the corporate media, Big Tech, the darkest sects of the intelligence community, Zelensky and the corrupt Ukrainian puppet government, the WHO, the NIH, and other corrupt politicians connected to the Clintons, Bidens, Obama, are all working together to protect their assets and criminal operations in the Ukraine while profiteering from the terror and the control that ensues. And the taxpayer funds, tanks, and munitions are being shipped to the Ukraine by the billions to protect a corporate empire of lies, a network of biolabs, and all the associated war crimes and crimes against humanity that has taken place over the past two decades. Am I not mad? Yeah, I'm mad. Why am I mad? Here's why I'm mad. Because the CDC data revealed that multiple COVID jabs can knock up to 24 years off a person's expected lifespan. And this is data from the government of New South Wales in Australia. And they confirmed something that we've been warning you about for quite some time now, that COVID vaccines produce vaccine-induced AIDS, or VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S, which in turn sheds many years off a person's life, and the progressively more so with the passage of time. And last year, an average double-injected Aussie who took the initial COVID jab series was found to be 10.72 times more likely to catch Omicron compared to his unvaccinated counterpart. And this year, that same double jab, and remember the Omicron and all of these are bioweapons. They aren't viruses. They are stitched together bioweapons that they have created to release on the human body and how it affects the body. Well, this year, the same double-jabbed Aussie is 20 times more likely to get sick, while his triple-vaxxed and beyond counterparts are at least 35 times more likely to fall ill. And to corroborate this, there's a new study from the Cleveland Clinic shows that the risk of illness and early death increases exponentially with each subsequent injection, and that risk continues to increase indefinitely and never wanes, as some people previously believed was the case. No, it's going to continue to ruin the human body. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that the all-cause mortality data serves as another indicator of all this, showing that the mortality rate in 2022 increased by 7% compared to the mortality rate in 2021. So you've had five doses, then you are 35% more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021, explains the expose. If you have had one dose, then you were 7% more likely to die in 22 than you were in 2021. If you aren't vaccinated, then you were no more likely to die in 2022 than you were in 2021 if you're unvaccinated. Because the spike proteins are delivered to all the body organs, and that leads to hyper-accelerated aging. So the COVID vaccines are slowly acting genetic poison, so they're not only killing you off through the comorbidities, but they're also slow-acting genetic poison. So put differently, basically, COVID jabs are just not only just destroy the immune system at rates that constantly increase with each passing year, but much like compound interest, That risk never goes down even if a person stops getting jabbed, because the damage each injection caused is permanent and always increasing. So taking 2021 as the baseline, a five-dose person would be 350% more likely to die in 2031 and 700% more likely to die in 2041 and 1,050% more likely to die in 2051 than an unvaxxed person. It's just like compound interest. And using this result, we can calculate the loss of life expectancy for a 30-year-old male as follows. The life expectancy of a 30-year-old unvaxxed male in the UK is around 80 years, so he can expect another 50 years of life. Conversely, a 30-year-old male who has taken 4 COVID injections will only live on average until age 56 based on the U.S. data. If that same 30-year-old male gets a fifth COVID injection, he will have lost 24 years of life expectancy. And this is the price you pay for trusting the NHS, trusting the government, and trusting the BBC and the lamestream media. And that's how the exposé put it. So you have Australia making a great case study and all this because the vast majority of its population is at least double jabbed. And the data coming out of that country continues to show that overall health is declining and people are increasingly dying earlier than expected, all because of the injections they are taking in obedience to their government. And yet, I'm still not allowed to talk to any family members about any of this, noted a commenter on the story about these damning revelations. It's heartbreaking that they still see me as an unvaccinated fool. No, they don't see you as an unvaccinated fool. They see you as an unvaccinated threat. That's what they see you as. And the people who are pushing these bioweapons need to be in prison for crimes against humanity. No, I don't think they need to be put in prison. I think they need to be put down. You know, getting jabbed for COVID is an easy way to get sick and die early. Look, folks, this disease, so-called disease, has a 99.98% chance of getting over it. You know, now they want to take something that's really good for you away from you. Egg shortage and inflation, strangely timed with revelation that yolks naturally might mitigate COVID vaccine spike proteins. Yes, they do. And prior to the sudden shortage of eggs and associated price inflation, we are now seeing spread across the country what they are blaming on avian flu. Two studies were published to suggest that egg yolks and egg whites are a cure for COVID. I posted it in the chat room. Go up to freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, or revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips. I don't know if there's a .com, .net, .org, yeah. Well, the first study published in January 2021 is titled Chicken Egg Yolk Antibodies, and it blocks the binding of multiple SARS-CoV-2 spike protein variants to human ACE2. Part of the abstract reads as follows, quote, our results show that the anti-spike S1-1GY show significant neutralizing potency against SARS-CoV-2 pseudovirus. Various spike protein mutants and even SARS-CoV in vitro might be a feasible tool for the prevention and control of ongoing COVID-19. The second study, folks, published in November of 2022, one was published now in January of 2021, this was November 2022, it was called Immunoglobulin Yolk Targeting Spike 1 Receptor Binding Domain of Spike Glycoprotein Nucleocapsid SARS-CoV-2 Blocking RBD-ACE2 Binding Interaction. And part of that abstract reads as follows, coronavirus disease or COVID-19 caused by severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus infection has become a global pandemic disease that is social and economic chaos. An alternative mitigation strategy may be involved in the use of specific immunoglobulin derived from chicken eggs. And they say here, unquote, are in quoting again, our results demonstrated that S1-RBDN1GY was able to inhibit RHBD-ACE2 binding interaction in vitro, suggesting its potential use in blocking virus entry. Our studies also demonstrated proof of concept that laying hens were able to produce the specific IgY, which could block the viral binding, and large production of this specific Ig is feasible, unquote. both studies, folks, published 2 years apart by different authors, make the same conclusion, that ordinary egg yolks and egg whites contain nutrients that function as a neutralizing agent for COVID spike proteins, and right on cue, eggs are now disappearing from the store shelves, while what little supply remains becomes unaffordable for the average person, and now they're burning down the damn chickens. You know, and if it helps protect your health, the government wants it gone. Is it no coincidence that once the cat was let out of the bag about the anti-COVID benefits of eggs, laying hens suddenly had to be purged because of the bird flu, leaving behind empty shelves and high prices at the grocery store? And egg prices, as you know, you've been hearing me complain over the past month or so, have spiked up to 60% over the past year, while some stores limit the sale of eggs to 2 cartons per customer. I eat eggs every day if I can. I love them. In all kinds of ways cooked, they're really good for you. And this is exactly what fake President Joe Biden threatened would happen as part of his regime's plans to increase and disseminate more rapidly, you know, food shortages. And these were the pedophile in chief's exact words during a conversation he recently had with European leaders. Quote, this is Joe Biden. So here you have the president of the United States pledging to increase the food shortages at a press conference, reported All News Pipeline about Biden's admissions. That seemed like a newsworthy event, but not a single news organization in this country seemed to notice it happen, nor did the White House correct it. But others were watching, so within days that clip wound up on social media and Facebook flagged it immediately as false news. Tucker Carlson of Fox News is one of the few to address Biden's statements, which point towards the intentional destruction of the United States food supply as the globalist-led deep state launches the next phase of its great reset, replacing meat and eggs with insects and worms. Then we have the all food processing plant egg laying facilities that have mysteriously exploded or caught fire over the past year. There is simply no way that all of this happened together or at the exact same time is just a coincidence. And everybody should start raising chickens today, one commenter on the story wrote. Even just a couple of chickens will help guarantee you have some high quality protein every day. That's right. Let them run around in the yard. Let them be a little free range there. Chickens are great to have. And then there's another story out here that really concerns me because the evidence is giant. Government sent deadlier COVID vaccines to red states to depopulate the conservatives. What? Mike Yeadon, he was the former head of the respiratory research at Pfizer, vice president, and independent researcher Craig Para de Cooper, where do these folks get these names, have sourced vaccine adverse event reporting. That's the VAERS data on the vaccine deaths and injuries in the United States. And they showed that the redder conservative-leaning states are seeing on average twice the number of COVID vaccine-related deaths compared to the blue or liberal-leaning states. You don't think they wouldn't do that? You don't think they could do it or they didn't do it? They did do it. And VAERS is a government-run database currently logs more than 700,000 adverse reactions caused by COVID injections from Moderna, Pfizer, Janssen, you know, Johnson & Johnson. These are the only 3 COVID jabs that were emergency authorized and are approved by the Food and Drug Administration for its use under emergency. And Yeadon and Party Cooper's research led them to conclude that not all batches or lots of COVID jabs are the same. Some lots are highly lethal, while others are mostly harmless or even entirely placebo. Now, there's a way to find this out. You can go to howbadismybatch.com or howbad.info. I'll say it again. More information about their methods and findings can be found at howbadismybatch.com and at howbad.info. And these vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referring to as lots, explained Greg Reese from InfoWars. And this allowed Yeadon's team to back-engineer Big Pharma's COVID vaccine deployment agenda. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most seem to be harmless placebos. Well, I don't know. But is the deep state poisoning conservatives with COVID jabs to reinvent democracy? I wouldn't put it past these guys. They're killing off everything. And you know, if it isn't for the air, you know, the aerosolized particles in the atmosphere, chemtrails, we know that Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen have been quietly monitoring the lethal effectiveness of the specific deadly batches they deployed. And while one company has deployed a lethal batch, the other two are deploying harmless ones, creating a scientific environment to conduct dose range findings and the minimum tolerated dose for each lethal batch. And each lethal batch is preceded and followed by a quiet period, Reese says, allowing the three pharmaceutical giants time to establish their baselines before they deploy their next deadly batch. And private documents from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, folks, further show expiration dates that include only certain lots, these being the very same lots that were found in Para-DeCooper's database to be highly toxic. There is no need to list expiration dates for harmless placebos, after all. From this, the team discovered that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some states in particular, Kentucky, Montana, Alaska, Tennessee, North Dakota, and South Dakota, are experiencing 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, even 11 times the number of deaths per 100,000 vaccinated compared to the other states, Para-DeCooper found. And such a situation should be raising a safety signal that requires investigation. And the higher death rate in these states followed vaccination suggests that they may be receiving more toxic batches or being administered to more vulnerable people. On average, the red states are experiencing twice the number of vaccine deaths and injuries than the blue states. I wouldn't put it past them. And this can only be due, the experts say, to red states receiving at least twice the amount of highly lethal COVID jab batches compared to the blue states. They are killing people who voted against the Build Back Better agenda while flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. Didn't we go to war in Iraq, with Iraq and Syria because they were supposed to be killing their own people with chemical and biological weapons? Now the U.S. government is doing exactly the same thing. Tell me I'm wrong, folks. I mean, I every week try and find something good to talk about, and it's just not good. You know, the U.S. military blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. They said they were going to. Now, I wanted to bring something else to your attention. The COVID jab spike proteins get delivered to all bodily organs, resulting in hyper-accelerated aging. Well, the phenomenon, because I just talked about it and I hadn't gotten into it, the phenomenon of sudden deaths being seen all around the world following the release of the COVID vaccines can be tracked back to one common cause, the age-accelerating effects of spike proteins. That's what they do. They accelerate your age. Spike proteins lodge inside every organ of the body, we now know, and once they are there, they transform a person from young to old, from old to very old. And this is why young people everywhere, including in-shape athletes, are dropping dead suddenly of cardiac events. They call it a near-death event. Why don't you just call it a death event? Or fatal. They call it a fatal event. A fatal event. Yeah, you mean death? So the SPPS, Chestnut explains, is an endothelial reaction to the invasion of spike proteins into all major organs of the body. And also, folks, broccoli. There's an amazing component in broccoli that could help the brain repair spike protein damage. Well, consider this much like the shock of being submerged in freezing water or being blasted with fire. There is instantaneous damage, inflation, coagulation, and all that accompanies an insult to the endothelium. However, once the spike protein has invaded the endothelium of all the major organs, then it proceeds to induce mistranslations of the mRNA in each organ. In other words, your signals are getting crossed. So the COVID jab spike proteins functions as an aging drug, accelerating the death process. Of course, they couldn't ask for a better damn bioweapon, right? And this is followed by stage 2 SPPS, or the premature aging of all organs inside the body due to induced mistranslations of proteins that are essential for proper organ functionality. Mice models show that critters exposed to this spike protein onslaught accumulated these deadly poisons inside their organs, resulting in rapid aging in various ways, reduced weight, chest deformation, hunchback posture, poor fur condition, and urinary syndrome, together with lymphopenia, increased levels of reactive oxygen species inflicted damage, accelerated age-related changes in DNA, methylation, and telomere attrition. And the average lifespan of a spike protein-infected creature is far lower than that of a clean creature whose body was not invaded by these injection poisons. And the former develops chronic health conditions that substantially increase the risk of early mortality. Well, the aging comorbidities, the comorbidities seen in the spike protein-infected mice, including frailty, kyphosis, cataract, sky dystrophia, I don't even know what that is, can be traced back to improper protein synthesis and mRNA-induced mistranslations by the rhizome. So the wizard is indeed behind the curtain. Pay no attention behind the man behind the curtain. We are seeing 26-year-olds die, but that 26-year-old has the organs of a 96-year-old. That's what they're now reporting. No surprise in rapid cancers, neurodegeneration, or sudden cardiac death for a 96-year-old. And I believe the spike protein is acting as a progeria drug delivered via the endothelium to all organs. And Chestnut says he's deeply saddened and numb about these discoveries. They confirm what many others have suspected about COVID jab spike proteins entering all sorts of body tissues and wreaking havoc on its functionality. And this further confirms all of our conspiracy theories. One commentator wrote about the findings. I'm giving the methylene blue shot. We all know it works by whether they start restricting its use, kind of like they did with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Other recommendations they say they've seen and are taken are nattokinase, mentioned by Dr. McCullough and being tested by the Japanese, NAC, bromelain, and black seed oil leaves an unpleasant aftertaste. You know, there's things you can do. So there's things that you can do, folks. I don't know what we're going to do with this stuff here, but we definitely have to do something because, if people that lived 50 or 60 years ago could see us today, what would they think of our culture? I believe that the performance Unholy at the Grammy Awards on Sunday night will go down in history as a pivotal cultural moment. Yes, the horror movie-inspired performance that Sam Smith and Kim Peters came up with was designed to get as much attention as possible. They wanted people like me to talk about it, and that's exactly what I'm doing. But just because they were seeking attention does not change the fact that their performance was unspeakably evil, and it also does not change the fact that millions of their fans absolutely adored it, and we have gotten to a point where our culture openly celebrates wickedness, and that is a very dangerous place to be. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And the mainstream media was alerted in advance. So who did Sam Smith play? He played Satan, of course. He's 6'5". He's a big person. Well, it's just crazy stuff. All right. I'm done talking about that. I got to keep going here. We got more things to talk about. We only got about a half an hour to go. Tell me this crazy stuff isn't true. You know, this green energy has cost people in grocery stores in Texas multi-millions in losses because windmills and solars don't work in icy, snowy weather. And people in Austin, Texas were taking food from a dumpster at an HEB grocery store after the company said they had to dispose of their perishable items doing to last week's power outage. So if you want to get some food, hang around a store where there's a power outage, because that food, they got to do something with it. Now there's even more news, more green energy fraud. Dozens of giant turbines at Scott's wind farms powered by diesel generators. Scottish Power admitted 71% of its windmills were hooked up to the fossil fuel supply after a fault developed with their power supply. So dozens of giant turbines at Scott's wind farms powered by diesel generators. How do you like that? Because that's what it's going to come down to. That's exactly what it's going to come down to, because this stuff doesn't work. 71 of its windmills were hooked up to these generators. And the firm said it was forced to act in order to keep the turbines warm during very cold weather in December, but a whistleblower has told the Sunday Mail the incident is among a number of environmental and health and safety failings. The worker, who asked to remain anonymous, said the Scottish government wants to make our country attractive to foreign investors, as 40% of the wind that blows across Europe blows across Scotland. However, that should not mean we put up with our waterways and natures being polluted with carbon from diesel generations and hydraulic oil. Yep. And people should be aware that while their energy costs continue to rise, our wind farms are not operating as efficiently as they could be due to corporate greed. Well, now you know. Now you know what they're doing over there. They're just lying some more, telling you the wind farms are working when they're not. And you know, you got the Syrian earthquake there that was terrible. You don't think they don't have the capability to create an earthquake? Well, they do. There were 8 reasons never to trust anything this government says. Pretty much everything we're being told about the Ukraine war is a lie. And that's not pro-Russia or anti-Ukraine statement. It just simply means that the news coming out of Ukraine from just about every source is produced by some government for their own purposes. And today our government is doing whatever it can to keep the taxpayer money laundering business through Ukraine alive. Number 2, the Arizona election and many others produced results that are mathematically impossible. So Patrick Byrne, who's a statistical analysis of what there is no way Katie Hobbs could have legitimately won the Arizona gubernatorial election, and hers isn't the only race that's been stolen. Yeah, the push for electricity, you know, electric vehicles. You know, They want to eliminate all private vehicles ownership by normal people. They say they want everyone to drive electric cars, but they aren't telling the inconvenient truth that there isn't nearly enough lithium for that to ever happen. And once they can outlaw gas vehicles for the sake of climate change, they will spring on us the reality that they really just don't want us to have automobiles at all. Public transit, electric bikes, 15-minute cities are all a part of the future they don't want us to know about yet. Well, you now know about it, okay? The world economy is being herded towards collapse, and there's a very sad reality happening right now that's not getting any attention. Governments across the globe are preparing for bail-ins, which means banks will be given the power to take our money to preserve themselves. This, along with every other ludicrous economic policy coming from our representatives, tell us that they are preparing for a full-blown economic collapse, or to be more accurate, they are manufacturing one. Most in government are attacking the Constitution, and instead of defending it, the United States public servants swear to defend the Constitution, but what we're seeing in reality are attempts by people on both sides of the political aisle to sidestep or even subvert the Constitution together. Yep. Let's see, which one is this one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Nobody in government, not even the good guys, are going after Pfizer. Following the Project Veritas bombshell, about Pfizer's directed evolution of COVID-19 should have prompted everyone in government to be screaming for answers. Instead, we're getting silence. Even the good guys in government are avoiding the topic like an actual plague. Why is that? 7. Governments across the world are pushing for food shortages so they have total control over supply and therefore the people. And the Dutch farmers protested. They were then shut down. This is a microcosm of how governments across the globe are preparing to handle the coming food crisis. Instead of fighting it, they're advancing it. As Henry Kissinger said, who controls the food supply? Controls the people. And number 8, child rapes are increasing, and nobody in government is lifting a finger to stop them. And folks, there is absolutely no excuse in our modern society for child rapes to be increasing. With all the law enforcement technology and attacks on our privacy that we've suffered in recent years, how can child sex traffickers be achieving their evil goals so easily? And why are our leaders doing absolutely nothing to stop it? This is more than any of the other seven reasons. It's the one that makes me have absolutely zero trust in government. You know, folks know this. Our government is at just about every level and in nearly every country on the planet is not working on our behalf. They all have puppet masters of some sort, most notably the globalist elite cabal that's pulling so many strings. And it's my sincere hope that today, show here will open up some eyes and not to mention some hearts and minds. Because these people got it going on. I don't know what they're going to do here. But I can tell you it's not getting better. It's not getting better. It's not getting easier. It's going to get harder. It's going to get tougher. And we have to really stay on top of this because it's coming now. You want to stock up on your nascent iodine before the SHTF hits the fan. Okay, and you can go up to naturalnews.com to Mike Adams up there to the store and get your nascent iodine. Nascent iodine is really important to the body. It's not from China. And you never know when a nuclear disaster is going to happen. You want your nascent iodine. Because whatever these guys are doing, you want to be prepared. And you want to take it every day anyways. You need it. You need it in your body. Well, his name is Dr. Michael Mamone, or Mamone, emergency room physician murdered by an 82% white, 2% black Dana Point, California, by a black male who yelled about white privilege. You don't think they planned to kill him? Oh, yeah, they did. I'm not going to get into the story. I'm just telling you it's out there. There's things that are going on. You know, the environmental disaster is still going on. You know, you have a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in Palestine, Ohio. One car was leaking chemicals, you know. So what did the federal government do? It put explosives on the four that were not leaking and blew them up. A mega disaster has now been created and there's not a peep about it on Drudge. And that is what I'm talking about when I say AI is expunging the news. And I'm not mistaken, it's really happening. And this environmental disaster intentionally caused by the federal government derailed train carrying many carloads of polyvinyl chloride was detonated on purpose in Palestine, Ohio. That's the last thing you'd ever want to do. That substance, when not cured as was the case, is probably the worst carcinogen known to man. I think they wanted to cause a huge disaster, so they derailed the train on purpose and then for no conceivable reason put explosives on the tanks and blew them up on purpose. You know, something that's getting censored, but I have known about it since the 80s, an uncured polyvinyl chloride is bad. And I found out about that after someone I knew had to walk into a cleanup scene and died of cancer within 2 months. You cannot expose yourself to this uncured liquid PVC fumes, no matter what. Cured is fine. Uncured is one of the worst things there is. And I repeat, they derailed a train carrying perhaps the worst chemical cargo possible and then detonated every single car carrying that substance on purpose right in the middle of the most prime farmland in the country. And that's a clear and obvious act of war waged on the United States by the government. And clearly, obviously, the worst enemy of the United States is its own government. Stolen elections have consequences, and this is the proof. and the weather system is in fact the worst toxic waste known to man, put in the sky by the government of the United States, and the environmental destruction would be incalculable, folks. And this is not even being picked up by MSM. It's terrible. It's terrible. This is not good. And so the smoke from the East Palestinian derailment drifting into Darling, Pennsylvania. They have pictures here where it shows. So the fish are dead in the nearby rivers. There's all kinds of things happening here. But if you live in that area of the country, look out. Look out, folks. Because this is pretty bad. Dictators can always consolidate their tyranny by an appeal to patriotism. That was Aldous Huxley. And in every age, it's been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. I don't know. And the State of the Union, what a dismal. It was lies. You know how to tell he was lying? His lips were moving. Lies, propaganda, artificial narratives, and by a man who despises everything America stands for. That's what he did, all right. And sadly, since the elections are rigged, we can't vote our way out of this authoritarian tyranny. We're going to have to overturn it. And since free speech is banned, we also can't debate our way out of it either. And the only way out appears to be a total collapse of the system, followed by a rebuilding among those who managed to survive. That's the truth. I wish I could give you something better, but I can't. And they're talking about war. You better get vitamin D, you better get zinc, you better get C, you better get all of this other stuff, you better get the nascent iodine. You have doctors who got vaccinated for COVID and bragged that nothing happened, dies a few months later. I'm just telling you. The more vaccines a baby gets, the higher the likelihood of sudden death. Bill Gates from hell is now building survival bunkers because he's talking about a survival food crisis. You guys are going to have to survive the winter outages. I don't know. I don't know how to do this, you know. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep it together here, folks. Keep it together. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing here. So, an act of war. We know the U.S. military blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. We know that that happened on purpose. U.S. Department of Defense covertly blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, carrying out an act of terrorism against its own Western allies in an insanely dangerous effort to harm Russia's energy exports. They're going to blame everybody. They're going to try and get you to believe something else that's not true. Don't believe your lying eyes, right? And if we don't know, folks, I only have a few minutes left. I don't know if I can get through this. And if we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today, we don't know who's using a $1,000 peso bill today. The key difference within the CBCD, the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. I don't mean to indicate that the CBDCs are our only or single greatest risk, but when fully implemented, it will be the final breaking point of this country's freedom. Digital control of every transaction, that's what we're talking about, the digital currency here. Total surveillance, total central bank control over all monetary process will also demand tracking and tracking of every individual, which in turn will necessitate societal scoring, identity, social passports, and any and all of the transactions will be centrally controlled. Cash will be eliminated so that only allowed purchases, you know, the travel of any movement, energy use, and carbon emission allowances will be the excuses used by the central bankers and the technocrats as to what is and what is not tolerated by your masters. That's right. And this may be very confusing to both, you know, to most here, but those who have contemplated the true ideas of freedom and have come to the conclusion that the only laws and only rights that exist are those of the individual have a better understanding. In addition, only natural law is of any value or consequent, and only natural law is valid as a moral purpose of actual justice for any individual or any group of individuals. Therefore, should any state or government come into existence and claim by authority, or any authority whatsoever, and for any reason, it should do absolutely nothing other than protecting the individual and their inherent natural rights. And for any other function would necessarily expose that each individual is nothing more than the property of the state, and therefore a slave. In other words, there is no legitimacy in any government system whatsoever that chooses to make any laws, to enforce those laws, or any way restrict the peaceful individual. And discussing these concepts at this time and in this matter seems absolutely insane, as no government that has ever existed has held itself to only protecting the natural and inherent rights of the individual, and without aggressing against those very same rights. And what this clearly indicates then is that no government, no state or nation has any right to exist in any free society. No government has any right to make laws because natural laws is already apparent and obvious. Nothing mandated by the state should ever be called a law, as no legitimate right whatsoever allow one man to make a law with authority over another. You folks should know this. And no one can even count the laws on the books. There's 17,000 new laws a year. Go ahead, keep track. Good luck. Or we'll even attempt to do. So they're saying there are over 300,000 state and federal gun laws alone. So how many hundreds of thousands or millions of laws are claimed by one or the other government, local, state, and federal? The insanity of this is beyond imagination to any intelligent individual. Everything that is happening and has happened, including all of the wars of aggression, taxation at every level, the multitude of laws, changing laws, banking and corporate control of finance and government, all state restrictions, the 9/11 inside scam, and the fake COVID pandemic were planned long in advance in order to achieve certain agendas. All is a constant progression of events meant to lead to a total control situation, and where a ruling class is master of all. The pinnacle of this heinous plot is technocratic globalization, where the few will rule the world by digitizing most every aspect of life, including money transactions, and this will allow for fully centralized government system where each and every individual is dependent on the state. This would be the crowning achievement of the globalists, and the central banking digital currency, as the global fiat system would allow for mass control of virtually every single condition of life. Centralized digital money, artificial intelligence, chipping of the population, movement and health passports, 15-minute cities, and the like will change forever the structure of power. It is imperative to understand the scope of this plot. And even though many more are turning against these changes, the state is going full steam ahead with its plan to roll out CBDCs worldwide. That's the digital currency. And the central bank of the central banks and the Bank of the International Settlements is openly discussing and implementing these heinous strategies around the world without pause. And consider the consequences of this control insanity. Once the Bank International Settlements recognizes the entire central financial system into a total transaction control grid, it reorganizes it. One that allows for the central banks to fully control everything from a global centralized position. All freedom instantly disappears. Almost every country on earth is completely consumed by debt. And by this design, especially the United States, Because of this planned outcome, debt consolidation on a global scale will be the biggest financial coup of all times. And this is the agenda sought by the ruling class. And once this consolidation coup is in place, the world's financial system will act as one. All controlled by the central banks, huge wealth transfers have been taking place aggressively for some time, but especially these past 3 years. Now consider that most every debt-ridden country will band together as one, taking complete control out of the hands of the individuals and sovereign nations and placing all the powers and control in the hands of the global central banks and the Bank of International Settlements. At that point, traveling outside your home, whatever 5 miles or more will be controlled. What foods you choose to buy, what products you want or need, how many digital credits you are allowed to hold and use, how much energy you will be allowed, etc. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The drive forward, the drive towards this financial and digital control agenda is forward continuously, and the CBDC pushes is the linchpin of the greatest reset coup. And they're going to do it. Keep in mind that this short, you know, it's meant only to explain as simple terms as possible the absolute deadly threat of central bank control over financial systems and economies. It is a complicated agenda. It's being pursued by many angles all at once across the entire world. And the heads of the central banks, especially the most powerful central bank, the Bank of International Settlements, are openly discussing and implementing policies to take over the financial system, to digitalize all transactions and to control every aspect of our lives through technocratic means. This is not conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact. Control over people and nations requires that populations voluntarily comply with and accept that control. Without the masses' acquiescence to the state laws, mandates, lockdowns, taxations, criminal theft, and monetary control, the state ceases to have any power. At this point in time, we're on the verge of not only national control of the few, we are on the verge of international control of the few. The central banking system is the key to this planned takeover, so resistance to this takeover at every level by the masses is mandatory if freedom is to survive. And Carol Quigley said the powers of financial capitalism have a far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate the political system of each country and economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled by a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world in concert, by secret agreements, arrived in frequent meetings and conferences. Carol Quigley. All right, folks, that's it. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind in the heart of the matter. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, and what you don't know may hurt you. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.